The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, 14 April, 2015. And we will take some calls here this hour, 800-313-9443. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get those calls in a minute here. And I just wanted to add to this conversation, Rich, that in this country, I have come up with, and how do you like this for almost a politically sounding term? And I was looking at a situation where people were dropping out. They're dropping out of school. They're dropping out of the family life scenario. Mother, father, children. All of a sudden, daddy's gone. Babies keep coming. Welfare checks keep rolling in. No school, no education, and really no culture. So I come up with a term to cover that. It almost sounds politically correct. The culturally deficient.
That's accurate.
It is absolutely accurate. And then what we're told is we've got to be accepting and tolerant and loving and giving and give to what? I reserve the right to be an American in any town, any state, USA, to pick and choose who I wish to associate with and for whatever reason that I term to be in my best interest. And I will not be told that I have to do this, or I have to be doing that, or I have to mouth these words because, well, it's the loving thing to do. You know, I'm all about that. I mean, I really am. But I appreciate and I respect people that deserve respect. I do not respect people that the first thing out of their face is, you're dissing me. You're disrespecting me. I don't even know who you are. Well, what are we talking about here? And I will give respect for people that, well, are respectful. And this is a double-edged sword that cuts both ways, but the equation that we're being handed doesn't quite add up to the, how should we say, the demanded quotient. It just does not add up. And this is one of the things, and I've said this many times on this program, that it's time to adults to have adult conversation. And what I mean by adult conversation, that we lay the cards out on the table without malice, you know, without the agitating adjectives that people just like to gin up just to get the other side going, whatever the other side is, and to have, we have things in common. All human beings have things in common. We should be focusing on the commonality rather than the difference that we have endless supply of. People giving us many reasons, Rich, why, well, this is different, that's different. I don't know. I have never gotten up in the morning, looked in the mirror, combed my hair, brushed my teeth, shaved, and looked at myself and said, man, what a handsome white guy you are. The only way that we get past the race issue that's been foisted on us is to think of ourselves as being human beings and men and women. The only difference between us is our sex. We're either men or we're women. Well, with exception, they're the transgender, and I'm sorry, I'm not Bruce Jenner, and I don't agree. So, you know, there are exceptions. But rather than focusing on what has been foisted on us, and here is your pablum, here's your pre-digested script, this is what you're supposed to work from. That's not freedom. That's not thought. That's not anything. That is a prescribed agenda.
I agree. Well, look, is it my turn, John?
Yeah, you can. I'll tell you what, you can rant for the rest of this program if you so desire, sir. I will not stop you.
I enjoy hearing what you have to say. I think I agree with 100% of what you say, but we have to focus on not only ideas and solutions, but the people have to realize that the left-right paradigm is false. Mm-hmm. It's phony. It's meant only to create an aristocracy. Basically, the people who get to live in the kingdom with unlimited money, who are addicted to power, money, and control, and the rest of us will be serfs and slaves. Now, the middle class burden is so great right now, and I don't think we have a lot of time left, folks. You know, you look at the derivative market, which is 16 times the global GDP. You look at Germany, who is holding up the euro, France, UK, Italy, Denmark, all these countries leaving the IMF, and basically what's going to happen is going to leave the euro, and they've already gone over to the Chinese Development Bank. We have to realize that everything has a law of diminishing returns. Same thing with affirmative action, quotas, political correctness in general. Same thing with printing and spending money. 46% of our GDP revolves around government spending. Everything is phony, folks. And as long as we continue to fight against one another, and they let us use, and they're using, giving us the tools and throwing flames on the fire with all this race stuff and gender stuff and this stuff and that stuff. I realize it's religion and philosophy and ideology, and they use, but the three big things that they're dividing us over in America is skin pigmentation, anything to do with sex, and gender. And if we can all realize that we're all in it together and we're losing so much ground, pretty soon the middle class and the word prosperity will not be discussed in the same sentence. Now, John, let me just say, let's go back 30 years in time. And let's say we were in college or high school, doesn't matter. And let's say one of my assignments was to write an economic paper. And I said, it was regarding prosperity for the middle class. Now, this is 30 years ago. And let's say I wrote things like the Federal Reserve, how much money they're printing, how much debt we're in, the fact that they're buying back debt as well as spending money and no one's buying our bonds anymore, the fact that the U.S. Treasury is giving out IOUs, the fact you can get a job, keep a job, or sue depending on what group you're in lieu of hard work, proven results, and qualifications and the like. Let's say my paper was basically about running an economy on debt and eliminating savings from the poor and the middle class. What grade do you think I would have gotten 30 years ago on this particular paper? I think it's a pretty much rhetorical question. I think I would have gotten an F. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're in a society where we barely have any free markets left. We have no supply and demand. And for those of you who think that big government is the answer, please give me a call and I got a bridge to sell you. Because do you really think our government cares about us when they open the border to sick people? When they have GMO foods, which half of the world has outlawed, when now they have the technology to put bacteria, antibiotics, and herbicides like Roundup in our foods? 96% of Monsanto shareholders, folks, voted on not allowing the GMO ingredients to be exposed. 96%.
And these are the shareholders?
The shareholders. 9 out of 10 drug makers spend more on marketing than research and development. People, it's not about the fascist system, the establishment, in other words, big government and big corporate oligarchies who are in alliance, have an alliance. It's about controlling the masses and building the aristocracy. And they're going to make, and at the same time, they're making us sicker and sicker. Because one out of two of us are dying of cancer. I have a chapter in the book, John, that talks about fighting cancer and building your immune system. I'm big on building your immune system through immune stimulants in lieu of all these food-like products and fat-free products, and, you know, MSG, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup. These are all designed to be addictive. Propylene glycol is an additive in a lot of our foods, and that's an antifreeze. So you got to ask yourself, folks, are we, if one out of two of us are dying of cancer compared to 1900 when it was one out of 60, do you really feel that the powers that be are taking us down a good road? Wouldn't it be nice to move to the country? And even if it's a couple of acres, and grow your own food, do raised bed gardening so you can control the nutrition in your soil. You don't even have to move to a farm. It does not have to be a farm. You can make your own soil. I even talk about that with a little bit of detail in the book. There's so many things that we have. What I'm trying to do, folks, is get us as Americans to regain those lost 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology.
Which is absolutely essential for the continuation of the species. I'll tell you what, let me snag this call real quick here, Rich. He's been holding. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, great show today, John. I'm going to definitely pick that book up. That sounds very interesting. But I'm going to take this one step further. I wrote something a long time ago. I saw this on the writing on the wall on this a long time ago, political correctness is killing America, but I'm going to take that one step further and saying diversity. And I know the liberals say with diversity strengthens America. I kind of somewhat disagree at majority of the time. I often see that diversity actually weakens America, and we've seen this with our borders wide open. I mean, I live 60 miles from San Francisco, and I can tell you, well, you can go into Chinatown, you can find people there who set up shop basically living as they would be living in China.
Yeah.
But reaping the benefits of financial benefits of living in America. And you got little Italy, you got little Japan. I mean, we are very segregated. We really are. We are not Americans. There's very few characteristics that define Americans anymore. See a guy in the airport's got a big turban on with a dot on his forehead, you know, and speaking his language. And you look around and you're saying, what is America? What is America? Well, there's people here living in America, but that doesn't make you an American. And I know the government thinks that's the way it is. Once you make it across the border, hey, you're an American. That's not the way it is. My mother came here in 1963. I was born in Germany. She learned English. She learned English from actually taking classes, and also on her days off from classes, she would learn watching soap operas. It was kind of funny. But she took the citizenship test, and she passed, and she's a citizen. And I have no problem with people coming here legally, but for God's sakes, you come here, you want to be an American, then be an American. What you need to do. I work in the health field. I can't tell you how embarrassing it is to work with somebody who doesn't speak English. They've been here 30 plus years, and I have to talk to a child, basically a child, you know, 12 years old or so, 14 years old, and get a health history from a 14-year-old on their parent, because they understand English and speak English, but their parents don't, but they've been here 30 years. Now, I don't know about you, that's pretty embarrassing. That should never happen. And I have to call for an interpreter if I don't have that child nearby to give me answers to the questions I have. We've actually catered to a problem rather than putting down some standards and say, you have to, if you want to succeed, you want to live here, then you have to do a certain number of things. That's part of being an American.
And Steve,
we don't ask that anymore. We just say, you know what, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it for you. We'll hire an interpreter. We'll put it in your own language.
Yeah.
And we've done everything just the opposite, and we've made a very lazy, lazy society
I agree with you 101%. What you're talking about is multiculturalism. You bust a culture. You bust a society. I mean, does anybody remember the Babel story, the Tower of Babel in the Bible? that you had people with different races and different languages, and they couldn't talk to each other. This is the same thing that they've turned America into, and this is an agenda. And I tell people all the time, Rich, I'm all for diversity. I just love diversity. Diversity is life. But let me go to Japan to experience their culture and their cuisine. Let me see their sights. Or let me go over to this country and let me enjoy their culture and their language, their art, their essence of their existence in their country. This is dangerous, what is being done. You attack the family, you break that up, you attack the culture, you multiculturalize that, you destroy it. We've got, and I kid you not, Rich, it's different in Montana and in Oregon. Down here in Texas, you walk into a McDonald's, if you're talking to the wrong person, they know hablé inglés, and the manager that's bilingual has to translate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and this is sad, because this is purposely being done through H-1B visas. And it gets worse than that. You know, we were talking about the hollowing out of the middle class, Steve. We're talking about the job losses, the NAFTA deal that was supposed to give the Americans so many more opportunities, and it was to create millions of jobs. What that single thing did, and subsequent to that, we have lost almost 60,000 manufacturing plants. They have been shipped to Mexico, to China, to India, to cheap labor markets to produce that same stuff, send it back here, and people are supposed to buy it with what? Their service industry job pay? You know?
Well, you know, John, when NAFTA came out, the selling point on NAFTA was that it will stop the immigration problem. The people will stay there. They'll have good jobs. They'll be able to make money. They'll be able to stay in their own country.
Yeah,
but
how'd that work
out
for us?
Happened. Yeah. That's not what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I refer back to the multicultural issue, because that's still being perpetrated in this country. When you hear the term, let me just pick one out of the basket here. Oh, African American.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of a mutt. I'm half Italian, a quarter German, and a quarter Irish. But predominantly, I'm Italian. I don't call myself, even if I was full-blooded Italian, I wouldn't walk around calling myself an Italian and American. I'm an American of Italian descent, or somebody that their lineage goes back and is traceable to Africa. They're Americans of African descent. Let's take this labeling out of here. Let's take this constant grinding away at each other. And Rich, I know you know exactly what I'm saying here.
Absolutely. And Steve, I want to thank you for the call. And I want to also thank you, Steve, for having the guts to say stuff like this on the air. That's what we need. Remember I said earlier, folks, that the reason for the middle class demise is ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But the number one reason is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of the consequences of telling the truth. And Steve, what they want, that's part of the plan. The lack of assimilation is what they want. Because how are they going to manufacture perception and manufacture pity in an emperor has no closed society if they can't come up with questions about race baiting and sex baiting and gender baiting? That's how they're dividing us. They're not using objective facts. They're using subjective emotional opinion.
Well, I tell you, it really makes my job very difficult. In my business, in intensive care, my job is to get results, get people better, or get them out of the ICU, you know, and that makes my job very tough to say, I even had my employer come to me and say, we're going to offer Spanish classes because we don't have enough translators, and now we're going to put this burden on you. Now they want me to pick up another language, and it just makes my job so tough. I can't imagine going to another country and wanting to live there forever.
We got to hang on, Steve. We got a break. Hold on. 800-313-9443. We'll invite you into the conversation. 800-313-9443. I'll let you finish your point on the other side.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall.
And I said, I can't afford this stuff no more anyhow. We are back. Steve in California, we got interrupted by a break.
That's all right. That's all right. Let me finish up real quick here. Let somebody else get in. But, you know, I actually have an 800 number that I can call for languages outside the normal, what we normally see, to find an interpreter who knows where to interpret what is going on and ask the questions for me that I need to know. You know, and I've been in ICU for 22 years. I'm damn good at what I do. I tell you what, time is vital.
Oh.
You work in an ICU and you have to find out what's going on, allergies or whatever history you have. I need to know. I need to know pretty damn fast. I don't have time to get on a phone and call some 800 number with some switchboard to find somebody who speaks some language that is not really common here in this country other than Spanish. It's amazing. It's just very rough to do my job, and I'm held to the standard. If for some reason I don't get it fast enough and something goes on, I'll have some lawyer creeping all over me trying to find a lawsuit against me or my hospital.
And I am familiar with hospital operations. I have a sister that she's an RN. She's triaged for since Hector was a pup. And I understand what goes on in the triage, in the ICUs, the communications between the specialists, the doctors, the nurses, the staff. It is incredibly important to have information fast and correct so right. people can act upon their experience and their judgment to get the job done. And I understand perfectly what you are saying.
Yeah, it is quite frustrating. Not only the stress of having trauma, working in trauma, is the stress of making sure I find out everything I need to know before, so I can do my job.
Yeah, exactly. And if you make a mistake, you'll have, as you stated, you'll have that lawyer crawling up your backside with a ton of questions and a lawsuit in hand.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Steve. 800-313-9443. Get in on this conversation. You mentioned something earlier about we may not have long in the economic sense. We have seen the way this country has been hollowed out. We used to rely heavily on manufacturing. It was kind of like a closed-loop system, Rich. The consumers were here. The consumers produced their own products. They consumed the products. It was like a closed-loop system where the money would stay here, the jobs would stay here, and we built arguably one of the best standards of living on this entire planet. Now, the counter argument to that was, you capitalist, and look, you're wasteful, and you're consuming 30% or 40% of the world's resource, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand economy in force, yeah. But we built a standard of living, and years ago they started to make us feel guilty about this standard that we have built. How this nation of artisans and craftsmen would pass that information down from generation to generation by way of instruction, by way of jobs, and recreating and duplicating and continuing what we have done in this country. We are a gigantic corporate logo anymore. Any city USA you go to, unless you have absolute points of geographic reference, somebody blindfolds you, drops you in the middle of Chicago or New York, you wouldn't be able to tell where you were at because it all kind of looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that homogenous, milquetoast nothingness we have found ourselves in. At Madison Avenue, who sells you the idea, and the stock market is there to make sure you receive that idea, and of course it's all based on what? Credit.
Oh. Yeah. And now we have a society, you know, when we're printing up to $85 billion per month, John, and we're buying back our own debt, I mean, there's no common sense, logical reason to say that this is going to be sustainable. Look at the wealth and cash flow charts of the top few percent compared to the bottom 95%. That's who I'm trying to wake up, is the bottom 95%. That's how we are trying to wake up. And this is why we need synergy, and we need to stick together. 40% of Americans, John, have $500 or less of savings. 43% spend more than they earn. Since the 08 crash, 83% of the U.S. stocks are owned by 1% of the people. Since 09, 95% of the profits have been realized by the top 1%.
All right, let's break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015,
with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who'll shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're giving me a thumbs up because I'm south of bumper. Okay. I was running as fast as I could. 800-312. Rich, evidently somebody is really enjoying the program because they don't want to interrupt the talking part. 800-313-9443. Generally, I get a ton of calls. Well, you got to refresh my screen there, sir. Sir, you have to refresh my screen. You see, that's how that works. All right. DJ, Arizona. Or is that BJ?
It's BJ. They never get that right. I must be have gum in my mouth or something.
Well, no, they're multitasking, and they're craning their neck, and they're doing something else in the control room here, and it's kind of maddening. But at any rate.
You guys went off the air on my media player, and it wouldn't come back, and I thought they got you.
Well, no, actually what had happened is we blew a power strip. That's what I meant by they were multitasking. They were trying to get everything back up and running.
No, I went to Real Media Player, and that came up. Oh, okay. So I was like, good.
BJ, well, what's on your mind, dear?
One thing just really surprised me so much about what you're talking about before you went on break is that they have used this monopoly money that grows on trees, like Mama told me, to enslave us. To build this wire cage around us. and lowering it, lowering it, lowering it. It's the fake money enslaving us.
Yep.
It's just amazing. It's just
money is only supposed to be a medium of exchange for service and labor and to satisfy contract. It is not supposed to be used as a weapon against the people that are in the trenches, digging the ditches, making the products, doing the services, and doing the work. We are being
called odious debt, and we don't owe it.
Oh, but they say that we do. I mean, we bailed out General Motors. We bailed out Chrysler. And what did we get for that? Well, Chrysler turned around and sold out to an Italian company. It's now Fiat. Where is the loyalty?
They took the golden egg, though. Where are they going to get this money from us now, anyway?
Ah. You know, Rich, yeah, they've built this system, and it's imploding. What's their plan B?
What's their plan B or what's our plan B?
Well, what's their plan B? And that'll tell us what we are going to have to do.
Well, their plan B, C, and D is unfolding as we speak. In fact,
killing us.
Since BJ just talked about money, let me just expand on that a little bit. If you look at the six large banks like Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and you look at all the total deposits they've gotten for all these stimulus packages from 2008 with Paulson all the way through QE3 and all the ones in between that they had these really weird names. You know, we have given, or they, the powers that be, the Federal Reserve and the IMF and the central banks here, they've given so much money to these big banks where I read an article where J.P. Morgan alone during QE3 saw total deposits 9 times greater than into the stock market than the gross loans to help out the middle class. So what's happening is these big banks are these investment banks are giving this illusion of a healthy economy, and the derivative market is a really good example. I use as an example in my book being $700 trillion market. You know, it's really somewhere in the 1.5 quadrillion, which is 26 times the global GDP. And when you look at all these monies, BJ, that are abroad in other countries, there is a lot more money in other countries than in U.S. dollars than there are here. So as we formally start to lose the world reserve currency status, because half of Europe is now going over to the Chinese Development Bank because China and Russia and India have been buying gold and silver and backing their currency with tangibility, unlike us, which is a fiat currency where we're printing and buying back our own debt, which doesn't even make sense. Remember the book report I talked about earlier, John? If I wrote it 30 years ago, I'd get a big fat F. So when the euro goes, one of the reasons the dollar has been so strong is because of the trade between the euro and the U.S. dollar. Well, now that half of Europe is abandoning the euro is going to be short-lived. And once the euro is gone, that trade between the dollar and euro will no longer exist. And if we even keep our world reserve currency that long, I'll be surprised. That means we're not going to be able to print and spend like we are. So when that happens, the middle class and the poor will be melded into one. And that's one of the reasons I talk about trying to be out of debt, live below your means, know the fine line between needs and wants, and buy a piece of land with like-minded people if you have to, family, friends, and start controlling your own destiny by growing your own gardens or raising your own animals, putting some solar panels on your roof, etc.
They're in the process of trying to take all that away from everyone, though.
Well, I'm doing it, BJ. That's how I'm living. I live in Northwest Montana, live off the grid. I've been doing it for over 8 years now, and I give plenty of examples. You know, on a two-hour radio show, I just can't talk about everything. I'm trying to motivate and inspire people to get around first base so they can take the ball and run with it and do some research on their own. Let me just give you a couple of examples. I know right now the stock market is an all-time high, but it's fake, it's phony, it's manufactured. If anybody has an IRA or 401k, look into it. You can buy land with pre-tax money. I was one of the first people in the nation to do that when George Bush made that law. Most of these laws are made for the super wealthy. We have to dig to find out how they can benefit us. But the super wealthy gets all these laws. They get all this information so they can basically hold on to their wealth.
Yeah.
We have a difficult time to do that. So if you can, if you have a healthy 401k or IRA, look into how you can buy land with pre-tax money. If you're post 59 and a half, you don't have to worry about a 10% penalty. I would say take money out of the 401k IRA, buy land with it, and then move on it.
Just didn't buy the land.
Pardon?
Did that already, but just didn't buy the land, bought something else.
Oh, okay. Well, think about tangibility.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, tangibility and self-sufficiency, right, at this point in time, BJ, should be discussed at every dinner table.
And look over your shoulder for the black SUVs. That's all I can say.
Well, I try really hard to worry about the things I can control and not about the other things.
Yeah, see, and BJ, just and I'm not picking on you, dear. Don't think
yes,
this for
you
a
are.
Second. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But when we talk about, I talk about dispelling that fear. And if you've listened to this program for any length of time, how many times have you heard me say, we're bending to the will of the intimidators. We're taking on the fear.
If you've read my articles, John, you'll know I've been right out there too.
Oh, no. And I understand that. But, you know, I for the benefit of the other listeners, BJ, okay, I have been saying this, and I've been saying it till I'm almost turned blue in the face. And you heard me say the other day, the only thing that scares me is losing this network. I'm not afraid of their government helicopters or their black SUVs or their unconstitutional laws. I don't live in fear. I do not take that intimidation bait, because that leads down to a road of that turns somebody into a worthless human being. And that is a shame. This life is ours to live. And we should be able to live it by our own standard and our own measure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we got to tell people that.
Repeatedly.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you very much. Good conversation.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I just use an example. I'm trying not to pick on anybody, but this fear factor, we have to get over it. You know, and I've used the analogy, Rich. I mean, who are you going to stand next to? Are you going to stand next to somebody that's sweating, that has a contorted look on their face, their knees are knocking, they're almost on bended knee? Are you going to stand next to the quiet and confident, standing erect man? I think it's the latter, not the former. And even simple things like body language, folks. You know, we are creatures that we are social creatures, but we have a tendency to emulate and be a part of an environment. And we are in the wrong environment. That is for sure. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey.
Hello.
So, yeah, that's a dream come true, be out in the big sky.
I've been there, and it's nice. Yeah.
Always wanted to go hunt big grizz. And I can tell you this, veteran buddies of mine go to Canada about every other year, and they gave me some moose burger. Oh man, that moose burger is astonishingly delicious. But I was wondering if you've ever looked into the reality of recording the land deed, establishing a presumed valid property tax obligation, because here in Michigan, I was in that situation recently, and I had missed one payment 3 years ago, and somehow notices passed me by, and next thing I'm being for, you know, whatever they called that. Upon looking into this, checking with the state of Michigan Division of Property Taxes of the Treasury, three different people, all women, at different times, I called, said, no, there is no statutory requirement for recording the land deed. Okay? And I said, well, all right. Does it matter from whom I would purchase the property? I called up pretending to be someone who's, in fact, I had to buy it back from a county land bank, okay? So, As soon as I brought up the county land bank, everyone automatically records it or whatever, pre-records some crapola. Okay. Well, the fact is, it's a voluntary act, and that is the actual process by which the property tax obligation is established. Because, just like with, the birth certificate, the ownership rights are transferred to the corporate government via the birth certificate. Otherwise, they have no legal jurisdiction whatsoever in the children. But they got to have the land deed recorded, got to have a marriage license, you got to have that birth certificate recorded. When all three of those documents are in their system, they have full, unbridled access to do whatever they want, whenever they want, okay? And everything they do is predicated upon some kind of a legal document that everyone, for whatever reasons, whether they say threat, duress, coercion, they've filled out, they filed it, and that establishes the presumed valid debt obligation. So, if anybody's going to buy land, do not record the private land deed. You keep it, and if they demand any kind of a document, fine. Make out an affidavit or a sales receipt.
I was just going to say a bill of sale, and the sale is recorded. You know, and I don't know if he's got kind of a bad phone connection here. We're getting a lot of noise here, Rich. But one of the things in any town, USA, you buy a piece of property. If it's already developed, got a house sitting on it, whatever, immediately what is done is the realtor runs down to the county building and registers your property. Boom. That starts the ball rolling on property taxes and sundry other things. It's still possible for a lodial title even in their little city corporations. Of course, they don't want to tell you that. But the obligations start rolling, and they get you locked in, and they're matrix.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Some of the ways that people around here are dealing with things like that is, and I'll be honest with you folks, I pay my land taxes. I'm a proponent. I do everything by the book, and even though I don't agree with it, I think property taxes, you should pay 10 years and then you're exempt from paying it, because that would create more tangibility in real estate and create more of a middle class plan of action where property values would actually go up instead of all these subprime mortgage issues that have occurred.
Or but they create a bubble.
They do. Yeah. But what people are doing, John, in Montana, some people are patenting their land. They're hiring people who know how to do land patents.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that pretty much anybody does who lives on their primary property, they're filling out a Homestead Act, and that protects you from basically gives you a veil of liability, but mostly protects you from being sued and being kicked off your property.
Right.
And that's pretty much the only thing that I see that people are doing. And you know, there's no guarantee for everything, like the gentleman was alluding to. I think, you know, he's basically saying, do we really own our properties?
Yeah.
And we could all make an argument that we certainly don't. But we have to start somewhere. You know, I started back in New York, in the metropolitan area of New York City, I started my first equity building in a trailer in a trailer park, because I came from a poor middle-class family. And I had to bomb my trailer once a month from cockroaches. I had to break the water in the toilet because it kept freezing. In fact, my trailer was so bad, they had to condemn it. And I bought another one in its place. But I actually walked away with a little equity, and I was able to get my third college degree out here in Montana. And there's no guarantee to anything. You're better off having a plan and implementing the plan than being a someday aisle and worrying about, you know, the black helicopters in life. And
that's a real concern. And I'm not trying to minimize or trying to make people believe that that's non-existent. It only exists in your mind if your mind's eye sees it. It's not what I'm saying. There are existential threats all around to our safety. But getting back to the original hour that we started with, when we start talking about accountability, personally, we have a republic. This is not a legislative democracy. We have a republic. We have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. We have the standard. The standard has been walked away from by the individuals that have taken elected office and not served the people by way of that law. That is what has happened. And when you were talking about personal accountability, that person that assumes that that political office has to assume, he's already sworn that that allegiance, he's raised his right hand, he swore to defend and protect the Constitution. So when they walk away from it and they jump into their democracy or their legislative democracy, everything else goes out the window. Now we're subject to somebody's idea of policy or rules or regulations or stipulations or this or that, all the trappings that we find ourselves dealing with every single day. All right, we'll take this break. Final segment coming up with, excuse me, with my guest here, Rich Sheeben. The book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, available from Barnes & Noble, eBay, and also Amazon. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Let's see if we can slip in one more call here. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, John, short blast. Fabulous show. Rich, we need average Joe Blows, common Joes like you. We're out here. Have a hell of a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Very short and sweet. All right. Folks. The website, well, thank you for that. The website, that you want to go to is offgridmontana.com. Start to take a look at this. Look around at what he's done. He's got a cabin up there. No, it's not the lap of luxury. You don't have running water. You've got a Amish stove in there that you've cooked a turkey. You blew me away with this one. You shot a turkey on your property. My unfavorite thing to do is stick it in hot water and pull the feathers off. But once we got to that, you put the thing in the pan, put it in the oven, it cooked in an hour. When you and I talked the other day, you were eating a turkey sandwich. And you told me the story, and I was like, it only took you an hour to cook that turkey? And you told me the reason why.
Yes, may I expand on that?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why I cooked my wild turkey that I shot, folks, in an hour is because when you go to the store and you buy, for example, a butterball turkey, it's injected with oils, not to mention steroids, hormones, and antibiotics, which destroys the normal flora in our body. So when you're eating wild game, the key, because there aren't artificial implantation of chemicals, the key is to cook it for a short time because you'll make it too dry and overcooked. And that's why 90% of the people who say that they don't like wild game is because it's usually overcooked and it tastes like a briquette. So when you're eating anything that's wild, you can cook it for probably one-third the amount of time compared to its domestic counterpart.
That is simply amazing. And I know exactly, everybody's afraid and everybody checks the bird and they pull the leg out to see if there's any blood in the joint and this, that, and the other. And you do. You're lucky on Thanksgiving if you cook a bird and the thing turns out halfway decent. I mean, you really, you've got to be perfect on the timing. You got to hawk that thing. And usually for a bird to feed a family of four or six, you know, you're looking at a 20-pound tom, if not more. But to cook the thing is an all-day job unto itself. All right, hey, we're about out of time here. Rich, I'll tell you what. I'm sure there's other hosts on this network that want to crack at you and get you on the air. So what I think I'm going to do is just send you over the list of the emails, and I'll contact the host, and we'll just go from there.
That sounds great, John. Thank you very much for having me on. It's certainly been an honor to be on your show.
Well, and I appreciate you doing what you are doing, folks. I mean, you know, we all need to get together on this thing. And if we can take the lead from other people, we can get some ideas, get this ball rolling. We are kind of short of time. We always are. Life is short unto itself, and they plan on making it a lot shorter. So we have to deal with what the situation for what it is and what we have to work with, but work at it we must. Rich, again, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Get his book from Barnes & Noble, from eBay, I forgot the last one, Amazon. There we go. And the name of the book?
The name of the book is One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. But I'll tell you, folks, it's a lot easier to remember my website, which is offgridmontana.com. And Montana is spelled out, not abbreviated. Again, offgridmontana.com. You can see our lifestyle, our pictures. I've got a DVD on off-grid living that just came out a few weeks ago. So there's a lot of stuff on there.
It's fun, and it's adventure, and it's doable. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, John.
All righty. And thank you, folks, for being here today. We had a few little interruptions going on here, but suffice to say the technical equipment has been corrected. We blew out, and this is the first time this has happened, we blew out a power strip. But we got it back up and running, and everything is kosher. All right. We got Lark sitting in, filling in for Clint Richardson. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. With financial